This is a good little segment. Now, you thought about this today. Kia's top seven players recruited from SA never to play for Port Adelaide or the Crows. Kia with Australia's best seven-year factory warranty. Now, I did a bit of homework today, went through the list, and I don't know your seven. You don't know mine, but we have argued a little bit. I can say this before we came on tonight. So I had Nathan Buckley as one. You didn't think he qualified under the criteria.
No, well, he doesn't, sadly, because I actually, for those that know, I played football with his dad at Woodville.
Ray.
And Nathan, Ray, and Patsy and I babysat Nathan a couple of times, and I actually had my Bucks night at Ray Buckley's place, just opposite Woodville Oval there, off Oval Avenue. So I'd love him to be there, but he was in Northern Territory when he was drafted, David. The rules were, if this wasn't passed on you, you had to be drafted, right, from an Adelaide club. He was drafted from Southern Districts in the Northern Territory to Brisbane in 1991.
I'm looking at my list. It says players recruited from SA, not drafted, recruited. Now, he played Port Adelaide 1992. He won the medal, won a flag with Port Adelaide, then went to Brisbane.
Yeah, but he's already on Brisbane's list, David, from Northern Territory.
Right.
He just came via Adelaide.
So where do you reckon Nathan Buckley thinks he is? Does he think he's Northern, from the Territory or South Australia? South Australian.
He played his first senior football with Southern Districts.
All right, let's have a look. Who have you got at number seven?
Number seven, I've got the Brownlow medalist Adam Cooney. Now, listen, because I've looked at a whole lot of players, I have a reserve just in case Adam was injured, and that reserve would be Travis Farco.
Okay, well, I've just got Adam as my reserve. I've got Shane Edwards, two premierships, 250 games with Richmond.
Yeah.
We spoke to his dad last week. We're hoping to speak with Shane actually later this week, so he's my number seven.
Well, my number six was actually Shane Edwards, believe it or not, and my reserve was Paul Puopolo from Hawthorne. Had a great career.
Number six for me is Shannon Hearn, premiership captain, West Coast Eagles, a marvellous career. He's been there for so long, a Central Districts boy. His dad, Bunga, played for the Bulldogs, and he's my number six.
Well, he gets a mention later. I think he's better than that. Now, number five for me is a guy, Ryan Griffin, played 257 Ooh. Games. A terrific player at the Bulldogs, went on to the GWS, had a bit of injury in the end, but 250, he was a super midfielder, quick, good kick goals, and just missed out in his spot was Alan Didak. I tossed up between those two, but at number five.
Well, I've gone number five, Brian Lake, a two-time or three-time premiership player with Hawthorn.
Three-time.
Won a Norm Smith medal, had a great,
medal, yep.
wonderful career with the Western Bulldogs as well. So he came from Woodville West Torrens, and Brian Lake, or Brian Harris, he takes my number five.
Well, ironically, Brian Lake is my number four because all that you just said, and who just missed out on that spot was Heath Grundy. The veteran from Sydney, played in a premiership side, a really good player, but just missed out to Brian Lake.
I've got one of the modern players in now. I wasn't sure the criteria. I've got Brodie Grundy, who I think's the best ruckman going around at the moment. Had a marvellous 2 or 3 years now with Collingwood. And I had another modern-day player, no one you do like. He's won 2 or 3 BNFs, Lockie Neal. So Lockie misses out, but Brodie Grundy gets in.
Well, Brodie Grundy shouldn't be there, Dave, and the reason why, it's longevity in this, and you can pick him because you've done it, but he's only, 3 or 4 or 5 years into his career. All these other guys are 10 years plus, you know, and that, and most of them are retired. So my number three was, you've mentioned him already, Shannon Hearn, been a terrific player, premiership captain, all that sort of stuff. And one who was unlucky to miss out was Sam Fisher for me from St Kilda. He had a wonderful career.
Look at number four, Michael O'Loughlin. From Central District, played for Sydney Swans. A fantastic 300-game career, kicked a lot of goals, and one of my favourite players.
Michael O'Loughlin.
Recruited from Central's juniors.
He
snuck by. Though? He finished in 2009, so he played most of his career in the 2000s.
How did I miss him?
Premiership player.
How did I miss him? Oh, yeah.
You'd love him as a player?
Oh, no, he was one of my favourite players. I can't believe I almost look up that one. What happened there?
You still slot him in. Listen, if you're taking Buckley, he can go in.
Yeah. Number two for me, Corey Enright. Almost the perfect halfback player. Three-time best fairest in great teams. Super player. And Andrew Mackey, his teammate, just missed out.
Great player. Two from Geelong. Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. My number one was taken out, which was Adam Goods, but I've gone my next, Matthew Pavlich, amazing career. His dad, Steve, played for West Torrens. What did he win? 6 best and fairest, 8 All-Australian. Yeah. Played in a pretty bad side for most of that, but I think the Pav gets right up there. He can probably take, if you're not going to give me Buckley or Goods, he can be my number one.
Well, here you go then. I can't believe Michael Lachlan. How can I miss him? I've got to look up where did he play his first game? Was it Centrals?
Yeah, well, he didn't.
I think so.
He was recruited from Central District.
Yeah,
I'm
I must
sure.
look that up. No, he'd be in it if I... Yeah, anyhow. My number one, you're not going to be surprised. A guy that missed out was Ben Holland from Hawthorn. Played a lot of footy, number one pick, all that sort of stuff. But my number one, snap, Matthew Pavlich.
Yeah.
What a wonderful player, what a wonderful servant he was for Fremantle. And, he missed out on the premiership. He got to a grand final, but that doesn't... He was a great player.
What, Adam Goods... Some say he's South Australian, but did you say he played his first junior game in Victoria?
Yeah, he was recruited from North Ballarat under 18s. So by the criteria that was set, you had to play in, be drafted from an Adelaide club.
Okay, I always
Mickey
thought he
O,
was.
That's...
Yeah, well, you can look up Mickey O'Loughlin during the break.
Yeah, I will.
Plenty more to come.